The winners for Gloucestershire, Worcestershire, Durham, Sussex and Warwickshire in today's Clydesdale Bank 40 action. Over at Bristol in Group A, Chris Dent, Benny Howell, Kate and Kane Williamson starred in Gloucestershire thrashing Leicestershire as they dismissed the home side for just 130 after setting them 295 to win. It was Dent's left arm spin that did the bulk of the damage as he returned figures of 4 for 43 from his 8 overs, while Irish seamer Graham McCarter picked up 3 at a cost of 15 runs. Earlier New Zealander Williamson and French-born Howell had continued their prolific start to the season and added 152 for the third wicket, with the former making 112 from 92 balls and the latter 88 from 82. Worcestershire eased to a comfortable 7-wicket win over Essex at Chelmsford, as Moen Ali followed up an excellent all-round performance in the field from the pairs with a sublime innings of 99 from 98 balls. He put on 104 for the first wicket with Vikram Solanki as the visitors chased down Essex's woefully inadequate 190 for 9 with more than 6 overs to spare. It all started so well for the home side earlier in the day as their openers Mark Bertini and Alistair Cook put on 84 for the first wicket in good time. However, the latter's run out for 47 started a steady collapse as Worcestershire's spin pairing of Shaq Chowdhury and Moen Ali turned the screw. In Group B, Scotland's match against Glamorgan lasted less than 7 overs as the predicted rain made any more play impossible at Glasgow. The Saltires closed on 25 for 1 when the rain arrived, with young batsman Ryan Flanagan unbeaten on 17. Debutant Alex Barrow's innings of 72 from 70 balls was not quite enough to give a youthful Somerset side victory over Durham at Chesterley Street, as the hosts triumphed by 14 runs. Gordon Mutchall and Will Smith had both made half centuries and put on 134 for the fourth wicket in Durham's total of 222 for 9, with teenage fast bowler Jamie Overton impressing to return figures of 4 for 42. Somerset's run chase was always going to be difficult once they lost the experienced pair of Craig Kiesewetter and Peter Trago inside the first 3 overs to debutant Jamie Harrison, and it was only thanks to Barrow that they came close. Liam Plunkett marked his return to the Durham first team to end with 4 for 33 as the Sidermen were bowled out for 208 in the 40th over. In Group C, Sussex dispatched the Unicorns with minimal fuss at Hove, as Ed Joyce and Matt McCann posted centuries in the home side's imposing total of 291 for 3. The Sussex bowlers then enjoyed themselves against an uninspiring batting lineup, with off-spinner Chris Nash emerging with most of the plaudits by taking 3 for 29, and captain Michael Yardley ending with 2 for 20 after opening the bowling. Warwickshire hammered Derbyshire at Edgbaston, as Chris Wokes marked his return from injury to help bowl the visitors out for 122. The young all-rounder picked up 2 key wickets, while Ricky Clark and Jeetan Patel ended with 3 apiece, as the Derbyshire batsmen struggled against in-form bowling attack. The Bears suffered no such problems when their turn came to wield the willow, as Jonathan Trott played second fiddle to William Porterfield, during an unbroken second-week partnership of 124 that sealed the win with more than 15 overs to spare.